Bahrain's largest Shia opposition bloc, Al-Wefaq, says the detention of its Secretary General, Sheikh Ali Salman, is only due to political reasons. Al-Wefaq says Salman's detention followed the opposition bloc's call for a boycott of November's elections in Bahrain. It also says since it has exercised its rights under the constitution, the cleric's detention is politically motivated. The Al-Wefaq National Islamic Society has again urged Manama to immediately release Salman. The senior opposition figure was arrested on December the 28th. He remains in custody on several charges, including seeking regime change. Rallies calling for Salman's release have continued unabated, facing a harsh crackdown by regime forces. Al-Wefaq says dozens of protesters have been injured over the past 2 weeks. Well, to discuss that a bit further, I'm joined with Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is a professor at George Washington University, and he's joining us live now from Washington. Professor, as always, thanks very much for joining us here on Press TV. How do you feel about this political reasons which Al-Wefaq continues to speak about? Because an earlier statement also a couple of days ago said the exact same thing. Certainly all the evidence points there, doesn't it?
It's a political crisis. I do not see a great deal of interest in Washington regarding this crisis, but it's a domestic issue that could be a regional crisis. It could be an international crisis. If more voices are joining Al-Wefaq group or society calling for the release of Sheikh Salman, I perceive one scenario, which is the actual release from detention or prison of Sheikh Salman, but he will be prohibited from exercising any political right. He will not be the leader of Al-Wefaq group. The other thing that you mentioned in the report, which is of significance, is the election. If Al-Wefaq really boycotts the elections, and you will find everyone in Washington prodding Al-Wefaq to get into the electoral machine, what impact will it have on the politics and the new parliament in Bahrain? Will there be an important constituency deprived of a fair representation? So I believe that the whole issue about Al-Wefaq and Sheikh Salman is becoming a domestic crisis, is becoming also a regional concern. I do not know when Washington will speak about it. And I'm trying to assess its impact. Sheikh Salman is banned totally from exercising his political rights, what is the future of Al-Wefaq itself? So these are important things, and the future of Al-Wefaq will be decided according to the type of debate or even confrontation that Al-Wefaq will have with the government of Al-Bahrain.
So, Professor, it certainly would seem that legitimacy will be lost with any elections going forward, considering if you're saying Sheikh Salman may be banned from political activities, that means essentially the opposition is being stopped from doing its own activities, isn't it?
I would say a very significant element of the opposition, because I would assume also there are other opposition groups in the body politic of Al-Bahrain. My question is, what kind of sympathy will the detention of Sheikh Salman garner? I perceive it as a strategic issue. Bahrain is now signing an important agreement with the government of the UK. Will I hear some voice in the House of Commons asking the government of David Cameron, what is the future of democracy in Bahrain? Did you talk to your counterparts in the Bahraini government about Sheikh Salman? What is his views about Bahrain's ties with the UK? So I do not see till present, at the beginning of 2015, any debate in Washington about Sheikh Salman and Al-Wefaq. But there could be an important dialogue and serious question raised from Britain, from the United States, about his leadership, the society he represents, the population he stands for, and the whole politics and society of Bahrain, since it is an important country and America perceives many of its interests through Bahrain.
Very well. Well, we'll leave it there for now. But of course, Professor, as always, we appreciate your opinions. That was Professor Nabil Mikhail, who is speaking to us live from Washington.